Hey, Bravery. We here, girl. We here. We here. Episode number three. Number three. Okay, theme song. Hit it.
Oh.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Me,
Go.
me, me. Oh, yeah, microphones. Me. Welcome. Welcome. Okay. I'm ready now.
You ready? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to direct.
Welcome back. The girl, she did that. Welcome back.
Okay. Welcome to Girl, She Did That. Episode number three, y'all. We got some new mics and we are so excited. Okay.
Shout out to Amazon.
Shout out to Amazon and shout out to Brianka for finding these mics because your girl is not good at none of that. Go ahead, Brie. Go ahead, Brie. Go ahead, Brie. So first of all, what you drinking on, number one, before we get into the topic?
So today, I'm drinking Cabernet.
Classic. Okay, okay.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking literally a swig of Roscato because that's all I could find in the refrigerator. It's kind of devastating, but we're just gonna go with it.
Roscato.
Roscato, no, you judging? You judging? It must have been good because it's only a swig of it left. So apparently, somebody liked it. Somebody
right about that. You're right about that.
Okay. All right. Been a couple weeks since we recorded. What you been doing? What's been going on?
You know, I just had a birthday, you know. Oh. Turned 34.
Oh, she put the age out there. Okay, you grown. You grown, grown.
Yeah. Okay. It was a really good birthday, you know. Friends came down, including you, you know.
I did show up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, we had a good time. I enjoyed myself. Felt very loved.
Oh, good.
So it was a very good time.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you felt loved and appreciated and all that good stuff. You're taking another trip or what around the sun?
So
all right. So,
what about you?
Oh, what I've been doing? Traveling. Traveling to see you. Been outside with my husband. Went to see the Yin Yang twins.
Yin Yang in the thigh. Yes.
Well, that was a good time.
Okay,
right. Interesting fact about the Yin Yang twins, which I did not know, that they both have some sort of physical disability.
Mm-hmm. You're from the South. That's why you don't know.
I didn't know, but I learned very
quickly. Everybody from the South know that.
Okay, all right. Well, I didn't know, and I got educated, and it was an amazing concert. So shout out to them. Other than that, that's it. Just, you know, keeping on, keeping on. So,
okay,
all right. So, who are we honoring today?
So we are honoring our mothers. Ooh. Because that's who we're going to be talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Georgiana and Regina.
Mm-hmm.
They have been amazing women who have raised amazing daughters, smart, intelligent, talented, multi-talented, innovative, and have tenacity, you know, ambition. I mean, you know, we can go on for days. Shout out to them. Thank you for everything that you've given us and everything that you've taught us.
Aww.
We appreciate you.
Oh, that was so sweet. Okay. Shout out to them. Mommy, I love you. You already know that, girl. I can't wait to see you in a couple days. We taking a little trip, you know, a little mommy.
Where are you going?
We about to be outside. I ain't gonna put her business on the street.
Okay.
You know, she a first lady, so I ain't gonna put her business
on. Oh, y'all be forget.
So we gonna be outside. But on
the blood.
The blood. So, you know, taking a little mama daughter trip.
Okay. That should
Plus,
be fun.
I can't say too much because it's another person, G-Mom's involved, and I don't want to give her surprise away. Okay. She keep asking me where she going.
Surprise, surprise.
I surprise. She thinks she going to Canada. So just keep thinking that, girl.
Okay.
Okay. You going to Canada.
She really want to go to Kim's?
I don't think so, but she's been trying to get out of me, like, where are we going? And I'm like, you turning 80, so we got to do something, right? Mm-hmm. But she don't know that we going somewhere that she's really, she's going to have a blast.
Okay.
So, yeah. Ooh. All right, girl. So, raising these parents in these 30s.
Yes.
Let's get into it.
So, I think that...
Look at your face. You like... My law.
Well, because, okay, so when it comes to raising our parents, I think that we're in our 30s, and I think that we're trying to navigate 30s, still trying to, because we've never been this age before.
Sure. You know what I'm saying?
This is the first time. And they've never been their age before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, we focus so much on our lives and what we have going on that we also have to, you know, whether you have kids or not, or whatever the case may be, it still is a challenge,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. trying to balance also your parents along with your personal life. And I feel like nobody CC me, you know, send a link, you know, told me to go to a website, or, you know, say nobody told me nothing about a book to read to, like, really guide me through this process. And I just, it's like you're learning as you're going.
Literally.
And it's just very interesting to see that, like, you're excited because you're like, you know, I'm becoming of this age and this and that. But, like, as you age, they age too.
True. Yes.
So it feels like it's like you're seeing them get older, and now you're starting to see them in a different light. And it's like, I'm happy that you're getting older, but I'm also sad because you're getting older.
I know. Type of thing. I thought.
Yeah. So that it's kind of a conflicting feeling. Like, I'm grateful that I still have you,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also a little bit anxious, maybe a little bit scared,
mm-hmm.
because you are aging. I know what comes with that.
Right. So. Right. I think for me, watching my mother, you know, I don't live in the same state as her. And so whenever I can, I try to, like, get to spend time with her. And when I see her, I can see that she's aging. Shout out to you, Mom. I'm trying to call you old girl, but you look good. You look good. But I can see that she's aging, right? I can see that she's not as sharp as she used to be. She is more, she gets more tired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, she had all the energy, you know what I mean? But now, the older she gets, she can keep up for sure. You know, but it's going to require some naps in there, or, you know, going to bed, you know, a decent hour. But I think for me, I do feel very anxious about her aging and her, like, leaving me eventually. You know what I mean? Like, I've been with her a long time. And so I can't imagine my life without her. But she's always said, if anything ever happened to me, you all need to go on with your life. She makes that extremely clear. And I'm like, well, what does that look like? What does going on with life look like? You know?
Yeah.
And I watched her with her mother, you know, as my grandmother went through the aging process and then eventually passing away, that my mother really, like, she was there. She was present. She was, you know, trying to figure out how to best serve her in her last days, you know? And I think one of the things I learned from that experience is just show up, just be there, because there's nothing you can do in the death process, right? So you can't tell them, like, oh, girl, let me tell you what's going to happen when you get over there. You know, that's not something that we all have to experience, that life experience on our own, you know? And so she was definitely a template of what this could look like, you know?
Yeah. And I think that there's no like outline of like how to deal with your parents when they're aging.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing that kind of is a little bit of a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having to deal with the aging process of like potentially like being a fall risk, or, you know, having certain medical, you know, issues that, you know, those things need to be attended to, having to go to appointments with my mom,
Yeah.
You know, things of that nature, and having to advocate for her because she will fib. I'm not going to say lie because, you know.
You know how they feel about that. Tell a story. Okay. Tell a story.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you should I lie? Fib. Does that make you feel better? It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It doesn't make them feel better. You tell a story. Tell a story.
I'm like, it's not a story. It's the truth. So, you know, just seeing a different side and just being like, why are you telling them you're not drinking sweet tea? Like, oh yeah, I just be drinking so much water. I drink all the water. Anytime I see water, I drink it.
Brie, you the whole...
We just had dinner and you was like, yeah, get the large sweet tea. The large. The large? Yeah, so I can have some for tomorrow. Like, girl.
You a whole fool.
You sit here at this point, I'm like, yeah, I drink all the water. Alkaline, all that.
Not alkaline. Not
all of it. All anything that's clear, I drink it. What?
Stupid.
Girl. But yeah, I think that, you know, that's the challenging part. And I think that, you know, our parents having like emergencies, you know, and yeah. I think that, you know, having a mom where, you know, there was a time where I lived in Chicago and my mom had a medical emergency and mm-hmm. having to get on a plane and, you know, travel all the way to Georgia was probably the most stressful thing that I've ever done.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you just don't know what's going on or anything can happen. Mm-hmm. So I think that just that anxiety of like, any day could be the day.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that I've had, you know, I've lost family members where like they were here one day and literally gone the next.
Yeah.
So, you know, having a parent who is a fall risk or, you know, whatever the case may be, it's just that it becomes a little bit overwhelming at times. And it's like, you know, what do you do in these situations? And it's like some of the things they can't help, some of the things they probably can.
Sure.
But just seeing how, you know, how much I used to depend on this person, how that person's now depending on me is something that I don't think that I was ready or prepared for.
Mm. So do you think you had to mature much quicker?
I don't think I had to mature at all.
Mm.
In the sense of like, I'm the youngest. So I felt like you're going to have to get to a few people before you get to me.
Right.
Like, if I am participating in something, it's a group effort.
Right. Okay.
But that's not always the case. That's not the case. Now it's like, Brianka, you have to perform right now,
mm-hmm.
real quick. If you do cry, it need to be for like 5 seconds before you get in the room.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to strategize, I have to make phone calls, I have to. My brain has to connect and make sure things make sense. I have to talk to the doctor, ask him, what is this? What's that? What does this do? What are you taking the test for? You drawing blood for what?
Right.
You know, she wants butterfly needle. If you can do that, you know, this is a good vein. No, go right there. Stop that. Go up there. Go down there. Go here. Go there. Go everywhere. There. And there. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you done did this about 10.
Yeah, where my keys? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. So I think that, you know, being in those situations, having to navigate in spaces that I've never been in before I had to mature. I had to grow up. And I think that I would just like to learn life without having to push through it.
Mm.
If I could just learn just a little bit more gently. I don't know if gently is a word, but it's going to be one today. Might be more gentle, but I want to say gently. Mm-hmm. I said it. So
you,
what?
You can do whatever you want to do because it's your
can.
World. This girl. Will. She do. Did
that. It's good. Gingerly. She did that gently.
Girl, she did that. I think like you, so when I was in college, my dad had, he had a heart attack. Actually, he had a couple. He going to be mad at me for talking about this, but. But his first like major heart attack, I remember my mom calling me, like, she was so calm. She was like, your father, he had a heart attack. This is what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'll call you back when I get off of work. I said, not off of work. Is he at the job?
He in the room?
Girl, I remember like, oh my God, I got to get home. Because I was like 5 hours from home. Like, this dude had a heart attack, then turn around and had another heart attack. And then, you know, it's like, you got to make better choices. You know what I'm saying? You got to, mm-hmm. If you're feeling stressed, you got to get unstressed, right? Because mm-hmm. especially for Black people, we are so prone to heart disease, hypertension, blood pressure. You know, like, we really got to do a better job of going to the doctor, right? And I think my mother does a good job of keeping up, you know, with our appointments. But as far as like my dad, he got to do a little bit better with, you know, taking care of your health, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that just watching them too, how they maneuver through this age with each other is also very interesting because they are funny couple, but the way that they both think and do things is completely different. And as one of the children that's more responsible, right, I have to really like, you know, did y'all got this will together? Do y'all got a trust? What y'all doing with this house? What y'all, you know, you guys start asking some of these questions because it's mm-hmm. like, so if something happened, I don't want to be fumbling around trying to figure out where your stuff at.
Mm-hmm. What's the policy?
Who am I calling? Who? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but my mother is really good with that stuff too, where she like, I got a box. You know, this is the box. This is what you need. You know, she's been very, very good at that. Because also, as African Americans, we don't plan for this type of stuff.
True.
Right? Funeral, estate planning, funeral planning. You know, we're not taking care of those measures, and then we left with, not only do you got to grieve, but also you got to figure out how you about to pay for this service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And I think it's just misinformation too. Like, I think yeah. that people are not aware that you can pay for this stuff through your job.
Yep.
You know, people have policies through their jobs, and some people have, you know, another policy just in case, you know, for people to be able to cash out because, you know, if you're a parent or whatever the case may be, you want to make sure that you're leaving your family with something.
Right.
But I also feel like, you know, with us, we have to know what those options are. Because if we don't know, we end up losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you are a person who owns properties or have some type of investment.
Yeah.
You know, you have to know, like, if something was to happen to me, no matter if whatever your age is,
right.
A will is not only exclusive for older people, it's for right. anybody. Right. But you know, or trust, either or.
Right.
But knowing that, like, hey, I'm creating wealth, I'm creating some type of income that I don't want to be lost somewhere. Yeah. Like, I want to make sure that it goes to my family.
Right.
And not always depending on GoFundMe or people coming together to bring, to you know, give you money. Because people give you money during that time, but not trying to nickel and dime, like, though that money, it's already stressful.
Yeah.
You know, and to add finances into the situation, it just becomes even more stressful. So I think that's the thing.
I know one thing, that I'm not expecting my parents to leave me anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm not expecting.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Oh, okay. I'm not. I mean, they do. I'm grateful for it. I appreciate it. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's their responsibility to make sure that I'm like taking care of as an adult. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not banking on them like, oh, they die today. I'm waiting on that check. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, no, not like that. But
no, but you know what I'm saying? It's some people that, Brianna.
I'm just saying. You got a couple of things. Give me that.
I mean, because one thing, especially with like funerals and stuff, people be, they whole vibe change when it comes, especially with some money mm-hmm. involved. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be into it with my siblings. Like, I have a good relationship with all of them. I don't want to be getting into it with no money. Like, whatever it is. You know what I mean? And I would rather have that relationship with them than to sever our relationships because of money or houses or whatever it is that they decide that they want to leave. Like,
or something so stupid as, like a necklace.
Yeah. Or,
you know, people will fight over a fur coat. Yeah. Like, oh, leave. No. Grandma left me that mink coat.
Right, right. Yeah, give me
that over here.
No, like, I mean, like, yeah, no.
Right, like, she said I can have a diamond ring. Like,
no,
come on, where do we? Like, calm down. No. What are you doing?
Yeah, no. I don't. I would much rather need to feel. I've already had the experiences that I've had with my mother and continue to create. I'd rather have those memories than mm-hmm. something hers. You know what I'm saying? And she already knows if it's something at her house that I like, I'm just gonna take it. She already knows. Love you, Ma. You not still got your bracelet, but but like if it's something, girl, I'm gonna take that. You don't need that, girl. Just go ahead and get that to me right now. You know, just go ahead and get it. But. Kind of just makes you think, like, even having, you know, bonus kids and all that stuff, like, thinking about them, like, are they going to be having these conversations with me, you know, with their dad? Or, you know, like, are they going to be around if we get sick? Like, I mean, it's so many things that you just think about as you go through your 30s, because you don't know what life is going to throw at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to accept life on life terms.
For sure. And I think that that's probably the hardest part as well, is that accepting whatever it is that God has planned and knowing that regardless of what happens, that he still has you.
Yeah.
I think that that's probably the hardest thing, is that going through that darkness and him being like, I'm still here. And I'm like, but how? I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing. When you say that, it's a little confusing. I'm not quite following God. Where are we going? I can't see. I'm blind. Like, what's going on?
Show me the light.
Literally. Where is it? I'm getting worried. But yeah, I think that that's the thing that, you know, and I think that, you know, just having a good support system as far as even friends dealing with this, like being able to have conversations with you and like other friends who have parents who are, we're all going through this phase together. And it all is different for us.
Right.
But, you know, being able to be like, girl, you know what I'm saying? Like being able to have a conversation as if we're siblings and not being offended. Like, don't be talking about my mom.
Right. Right.
Goddamn. But just being like, girl, what Regina did today? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate my friendships with, you know, my people, because sometimes it's just like, you know, you don't know how to navigate this. Or you could be like, oh yeah, like my mom went through that and we did X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, oh, that sounds so good. Like, you know, like I have some type of guidance, or like, you know, they went through this procedure and like, you're going to, you know, just letting me know like, okay, well just expect this because, you know, after they get out of surgery, they're going to need this and they're going to need that and blah, 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 blah. Like those things are very helpful in this time of us trying to navigate and take care of our parents.
Yeah.
And even for the friends who are not going through the same thing, at least being a listening ear and being empathetic towards the phase that your friend is going through.
Yeah.
I think that that's been very helpful.
Yeah. I think I honestly think this is like one of the first times I ever talked about feeling anxious about, you know, my mother, if something ever happens to her and her not being here, you know, because mm-hmm. I think I carry that every day. And I don't talk about it, but I know that at some point that's going to happen. Although she thinks she's going to live till she's 90, 100. So, but I mean, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. And that's obviously a possibility.
It is.
But I do carry, and then also being far away from her, like, you know, oh my God, I'm about to get home extremely quickly. How am I going to, I'm always looking at flights to see the fastest way to get there. The fastest way to get there, because trying to drive is, I'm just not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate this conversation today, because I don't talk often about having those fears or that anxiety, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
All right, girl. Anything else on this topic about these parents?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. You good? You feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Feel good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as we wrap up with our new mics, follow us on all the social medias. All right. It's at Girl She Did That.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We on everything. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. What's the other one?
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. I forgot about TikTok.
Apple Podcasts.
That's your, you know, that's your
job. So if you just want, it is, my bad. You're on a roll, my bad. But if you want to hear us, listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Samsung, all the ones you could listen to. We on there. If you want to see us, go to Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Girl She Did That, and we are, oh, and Facebook.
Yes. Subscribe. Yes.
Until next time.
Till next time, guys. Episode 4 coming your way. Bye.
Bye.